Now turn back to Matthew 26. Let me show you another example. Matthew 26, 67. It says, "And they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him." And then in chapter 27, keep looking to verse 26, they scourged him. So those three things, okay? That Matthew says in 26, 67, they spat in his face, they struck him. And then it says in 27, 26, they scourged him. You say, uh-huh. Did you know that's exactly what it says in the Old Testament? Let me read to you Isaiah 50 and verse 6. "I gave my back to those who struck me." That's the scourging. "My cheeks to those who plucked out the beard." And verse 6 ends in Isaiah 50 with, "I did not hide my face from the shame and spitting." Isaiah, 7 centuries before Christ, was looking into the future, and Isaiah saw by the power of God's Spirit that Jesus Christ would give his back, his cheeks, his face. And in Matthew, all we have is a record of God's word being fulfilled. Matthew says, 30 pieces of silver. Zechariah said, 30 pieces of silver. God promised that. Matthew records a potter's field and the whole deal with Judas. Zechariah said, the 30 pieces are going to buy a potter's field. Isaiah says that his face, his back, his cheeks. Matthew says, his face, his back, his cheeks. Now, you say, what is all that? In every way, God's word promised Christ would suffer. In every way it promised, it was fulfilled. What does God do? He always keeps his word. That's why we have this book, The Old and the New. The old is the promises. The new, a lot of it is the fulfillment of those promises. And God says, I watch over my word to fulfill it. Well, go to Matthew 27:46 now. Because I want to take you through another interesting thing. Not only the prophetic exactness of Christ's suffering that we just saw, but the prophetic exactness of Christ's crucifixion. Now, Jesus came into town on Palm Sunday for a singular purpose, to die. And he was going to die exactly the way the Bible listed that he would die. Because God was watching over his word to fulfill it. Well, one of the amazing details of Christ's suffering on the cross is portrayed graphically in the 22nd Psalm. Now, when was the 22nd Psalm written? 1,100 years before, 11 centuries before the cross. So David, 11 centuries before the event, writes these words. Now, you follow along in Matthew 27, starting in verse 46. "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now let me read to you from Psalm 22. I'm going to do this all the way through Matthew 27, okay? Psalm 22, 1. "My God," this is how it starts. My God, why have you forsaken me?" So we have an interesting correspondence there. Okay, you look now at verse 45 of Matthew 27. And what does it say? "From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land." Okay, we know that happened on the cross. What does Psalm 22:2 say? It says, "My God, I cry in the daytime, you don't hear me. And in the night season, and I'm not silent." Now, what's interesting is Jesus spoke from the cross 7 times. He spoke half of them in the light. He spoke the other half after this time of darkness, or all in this period of the darkness coming and the end of his time before he gave up the spirit. And so Psalm 22 starts out with this my God thing, and it continues with I speak in the daytime and in the night seasons. So you say, well, there's a little coincidence there.